Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building a rag of vocal layer from scratch inside Ableton Live 12, and we're not just tossing a vocal on top of a DNB loop, we're making a proper break lab edit element, something that feels chopped, rhythmic, gritty, and ready to live with breaks, bass, and atmosphere without stepping on everything else. This kind of vocal is a big deal in drum and bass, because raga phrasing instantly adds attitude. It can lock into the drums like percussion, answer the bass line like a call and response, and give the track that rewinding, hands-up energy that works in jungle, rollers, darkstep, and heavier halftime ideas too. So the goal here is to treat the vocal like part of the arrangement, not decoration. Start by choosing a source vocal with strong character. You want a raga or dancehall style phrase that has clear consonants and some rhythmic shape. A long sun line is usually not the move here. You want words, shouts, chants, bits of attitude, something with movement in the syllables. Drag that vocal into an audio track, then make sure it's warped correctly. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually a safe place to start. If it's already chopped and percussive, Beats can work well. Set your project tempo around 172 to 176 BPM so you're in the right DNB zone. Now listen for the strongest part of the phrase. In this style, shorter is usually better. We're not trying to use every second of the sample. We're looking for one line or even just a few words that have enough shape to become a hook. Trim away anything you don't need. If there's too much room tone or leftover tail, reduce that too. Cleaner source material makes everything downstream easier, especially once you start chopping and processing. Next, line the vocal up with the drum grid. This is where a lot of the feel comes from. Put the phrase on a strong bar, usually bar 1 or bar 9 if you're looping, and align the main syllable with the groove in a way that feels intentional. In DNB, the snare is sacred. If the vocal is fighting the snare transient, don't just turn it down and hope for the best. Move it a little earlier or later. Even a tiny shift can make the whole thing sit better. Think in phrases, not clips. Every chop should have a job. One part can be the pickup, one part can answer the snare, one part can be the little accent, and one part can release into the next bar. That's what makes it feel musical instead of just random sample splicing. A great rule here is to let the vocal lean with the break, not against it. If the drum loop has forward motion, the vocal should help push that energy, not flatten it. Once the source is lined up, it's time to turn it into a playable instrument. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a more percussive, chopped result, slice by transients. If you want more deliberate phrase chunks, slice by warp markers. Set the target to simpler. In simpler, one shot is usually the easiest way to get clean vocal hits that fire fully. If the chops are too long, shorten the release. If you want tighter control, classic mode can work too, but for this kind of raga edit, one shot gives you speed and punch. You're aiming for a small vocabulary of usable hits. Maybe 4, maybe 6, maybe 8 at most if the phrase gives you that much. You might end up with a word, a half word, a hard consonant, a shout, or a little tail. That's perfect. Consonants are your friend here. Sounds like T, K, P, and CH can act almost like extra drum hits when you place them right. Now open the MIDI clip and build a rhythm that supports the drums instead of crowding them. Keep it sparse enough for the snare to breathe. Put hits on off beats, pickup points, or just after the snare so the vocal feels like a response. A good two-bar loop might have one short pickup, one accented main hit, one quick answer chop, and then a delayed tail at the end. Don't be afraid of space. In fact, space is what makes the vocal feel bigger. Use velocity to keep it alive. If every hit is the same, it'll feel stiff. Vary the velocities a bit so the pattern has shape and attitude. Also pay attention to note length. Shorter notes create stabs and rhythmic pressure. Slightly longer notes can give you tails and movement. If a pattern starts to feel busy, remove something before adding more. In DNB, a few memorable chops usually hit harder than a wall of syllables. Now let's shape the tone. A solid stock chain for this kind of vocal is a Q8, saturator, compressor, auto filter, and maybe redux if you want extra texture. Start with EQ8 and high pass the low end somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the sample. The vocal doesn't need sub information, and clearing that space keeps the bass and kick clean. If there's mud around 250 to 500 Hz, trim a little of that. If the vocal is too sharp or pokey, gently tame the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHz. After EQ, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. You're not trying to destroy the vocal, just give it some edge and presence. Soft clip can be useful if you want a more controlled bite. Match the output so your hearing tone, not just louder volume. Then add compressor to keep the chops consistent and punchy. A moderate ratio, a slightly slower tack, and a fairly quick release can help the vocal snap without losing its consonants. Auto filter is where you can get movement. Use it to create intro filtering, transition sweeps, or little breakdown changes. A low-pass movement can make the vocal feel like it's opening up into the drop. Keep resonance moderate so it adds shape without turning into a whistle. If you want a dirtier, more old-school jungle texture, a touch of redux can work too, but subtle is the key word. Texture, not chaos. Now for the pro move. Keep a clean core and add a dirty sidecar. This is how you get weight without losing clarity. Duplicate the track or create a return track with extra saturation or overdrive, then EQ out the low end and any harshness that doesn't help. Blend that dirt underneath the main vocal at a low level, something like 12 to 20 dB quieter than the dry layer. The clean vocal stays intelligible in the center, while the parallel grit adds attitude around it. If you want width, be careful. The sub and kick need the center lane, so keep anything below about 150 Hz mono. Use whitening only on the processed parts, or use a subtle echo send for stereo movement. A little width can be exciting, but if you overdo it in the middle of the drop, the vocal can start to smear and lose impact. In this style, disciplined mono compatibility is a superpower. Now listen to the vocal with the break and bass together. This is where the edit becomes real. If the snare hits hard, let the vocal answer just after it. If the bass line has a long note, shorten the vocal tail or move the phrase so it doesn't clutter that space. If the break has ghost notes and little rhythmic details, try echoing those with the vocal pattern. The best results come from the vocal and drums feeling like they're in conversation. Use automation to keep the energy moving. Automate the auto filter cutoff to open during a build or fill. Automate delay sends at the ends of 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. Pull the vocal down slightly when the snare needs to cut through. This kind of micro movement is what makes the edit feel intentional and alive. A ragavocal layer should evolve with the arrangement, not sit there frozen. For transitions, add delay throws and short space effects. Echo is great for tempo synced repeats, especially around 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Keep feedback moderate unless you want a bigger wash. Filter the repeats so they sit behind the dry vocal instead of fighting it. Reverb should usually be shorter than you think, maybe around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, and high-passed so it doesn't cloud the mix. One good trick is to use an isolated vocal throw right before a drop, then cut it hard so the next drum hit lands with more force. You can also get creative with variations. Reverse one chopped hit and use it as a pickup into the main phrase. Try alternating between a dry aggressive chop and a filtered or delayed response chop. That contrast makes the rhythm easier to follow and gives the edit more personality. If you want to extra menace, duplicate the vocal and pitch one copy down a few semitones, then tuck it low in the mix. That can add chest and weight without taking over. A useful mindset here is to check the edit at low volume. If you can still hear the rhythm and understand the phrase when the speakers are quiet, your timing and tone are probably working. If it disappears completely, the chops might be too busy, too wide, or too buried in effects. Another great move is to bounce and re-import once the pattern starts to feel solid. Printing the vocal can make it easier to treat like a real part in the arrangement instead of a bunch of separate clips. Here's a simple arrangement approach. Keep the vocal sparse in the intro, maybe just one or two recognizable fragments. Bring in the main chop pattern lightly with the break. Then let the full raga layer ride above the drop. After that, strip it back for a switch up or a breakdown, and bring it back in a different order later so the listener hears something familiar but fresh. That kind of phrase density arc keeps the arrangement from feeling looped. A few mistakes to watch for. Don't drown the vocal in reverb. Don't let it fight the snare. Don't leave too much low end in the sample. Don't make it so wide that it loses center impact. And don't feel like you need to use every syllable just because it's there. In this lane, restraint often sounds heavier than overload. So the big picture is this. Build the vocal like a rhythmic instrument. Use warp, slice to new MIDI track, simpler, EQ8, saturator, compressor, auto filter, echo and reverb as your core Ableton stock workflow. Keep the chops tight, selective, and groove aware. Let the break and bass breathe. Use clean core plus dirty parallel processing. And automate phrase ending so the layer feels like it's performing with the track. If you do that, your raga vocal won't just sit on top of the tune. It'll become part of the identity of the break edit, giving the whole thing more movement, more attitude, and way more replay value.